You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
BFM. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to 95 BFM. It's Sunday Best. It is the 19th of February, 3 minutes past 10. Good morning, my name's Angus Thunder. Thank you very much to Lee and the Kids Show crew for what sounded like an absolutely fantastic extended bumper Kids Show extravaganza outside of the studio today. Thank you very much. It looks like the weather are held for you guys too. I don't know what it's going to bring for the rest of the day because I can kind of see some possible change happening outside the 95BFM studio window. Anyway, streamlined, chopped down, compacted Sunday Best this morning. Usually we go from 9 till 11. However, I'm only with you till 11 o'clock today when the Art Bank will take you through till midday. However, until then, we've still got time to have a bit of fun, play a few tunes, have this week's bits, highlights in the 95BFM News and Editorial Department's week that was. And, of course, always love to hear from you as well. 393-879 on the phone, 5395 on the text, studio at 95BFM.com on the email. The track that we just had, oh gosh, it's escaped me. Let's just figure that one out very, very quickly. The one that we're going to have right now is called Galana by Noura Mint Semel, and the one that just played was Inverse by Ocean Beach. I hope you're enjoying your weekend, and stay tuned for the news and editorial department's highlights from the week that was. This week's bits, we'll have that in about 20 minutes after the break. Always love to hear from though. Always love to hear from you though. Remember that. So don't forget to text 5395 studio 95bfm.com. The email 393-879 on the phone. Always love to hear from you. How your weekend has been? What's happening today? All that kind of stuff.
I do is stay focused, looking straight forward at the world and beyond. I feel people pulling me down. I feel some pulling me up. I can't get stuck. I just keep moving forward. I got places to go, man. Let's go.
When the Yamakitian start get trained, I like the weak heart, the weep and moan. Only the strong will continue. Do you have it in you? Cause we've got a journey to go. And when the battle get sour and trained, I like the weak heart, the weep and moan. Only the strong will continue.
And when you put yourself in your own shoes, it's either you're winning or losing. Don't you get it confused, cause you're starring in your own movie, playing up the role you choose. So stand up and fight if you know so you're right. I know you will never fail. Tipping the scale and the wind shall prevail and the boat shall forever sail. Hey, there ain't no stopping our cruising, even when we're battered and bruised. Outrun all the sprinters and Mount Olympus, my God.
Shadow of death, New York to Cali. For the money, power, respect is a journey. Some'll get left behind, cause in life you cannot press rewind. Get it right, you only have one first chance to make one first impression that lasts a lifetime. Reputation supersede itself. Do you believe in hell? Babylon, greed for wealth. Do you deceive yourself and let your ego swell and disregard those who most need your help? Thick skin, the dark won't take my soul. Survive spiritual wars, see my wealth and the evils felt, but the faith is stronger. I saw grown men fall when I was a youngster, but I clenched my fist, ready to go against whoever tied my Thames and rise in the end.
Them. Neighborhood know we coming. JK them, snakes cannot violate them. Pimps memorize his lines verbatim. He reps in YO, gives C-notes to Y-nos. Not church, this how we tied though. He walks a tenement, sleeps at a super fly condo. My kind of nigga, my icon, my idol. No certificate for this misfit who handle business. The odds stacked against him, he fights back Mac and Benzes. Never puts cash or ass before a friendship. He laughs last, and some die young, he is still existing. Somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system. When he walks, we watch. When he talks, we listen.
Leaders.
To the mirror and it's you, I say look at me. Everything you like it fresh from the factory. Everything you do it impact me. Your lifestyle attract me. Parents try distract me. When I grow up I want to be like you exactly. And as soon as I get over this acne, there's no way anybody could have stopped me.
My gravity toward the aura and all the mannerism. Descending out of orders and man start moving busy. The locking of the corners, the streets and all the buildings. Me love you like a father, me ready and me willing. Any
anything where you attack. This line my dominion and me have similar thoughts. I share the same opinions, me have it say you're smart. With my best interests at heart, I'm following your path. Don't mind where you are what.
Out, the Caesar, the monsters, the grandiose, the martyrs, the hell on earth pompers, Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnsons, the Harlemites, the Garveyites, black as the credit card we swipe, popping down the knife for all of mine. I can see myself back at the Audubon, Malcolm on the podium, shells dropped to linoleum, swipe those, place them on display at the Smithsonian, next to only gems that were left behind by holy men, infectious, charisma of those who gave us direction, the anti-sexes, resistance against oppression, progressive thinking, ghetto speakers, protesters against the colored only section, to the Genesixin, the Frost Nixon, the contradiction, the cross, the crucifixion, the loss we took for sinning, on Easter's back inscription, that it was written, that nothing is coincidence, and they took our leaders and they lynched them.
Some of my thing, boy. I ain't looking for a toy thing, boy. Yeah. You gotta hear what I'm saying. With me, it's no delay and wasting no time. You know the time is right for me. I need a real man in my life, but that's not you, of course. You're going on a different course. Yo, yo, listen up. This is MC Lucia on the real, telling you the deal straight off on the cusp. Life. L-O-V-E affecting me this time round. Check this, yeah, yeah. I know you've been there, yeah. I know you've been there. I'm waiting, we're debating. How long is it gonna take to realize what I'm saying? I lost a few weeks feeling sane, cause you decided to creep into my brain, causing commotion with my emotions. Don't look surprised, who else am I supposed to blame? You lit the flame and now you wanna blow it out and become friends. What's that about? I wanna stick this out, let's have a drink, my shout. Make sure you're sure on what you're missing out on. See, I'm not the type to persist with just any kind of love interest. But you make the difference, like mittens in the dead of winter. I'm warm to your ways and every time we spend time, the more I feel delayed on telling you how it is with me. On the topic of you, you blew my mind. That's not a crime, but if it was, I'm the finest hot chick to get locked up with. Your vibe's a trip, priceless. Don't hold back, give me a slice of it.
Standing me up and try to lie me down. Your life I'm not trying to disrupt. But time to take it on, don't look so worried. I ain't gonna try to take your real life.
One succeeded before, but with you, boy, I'm on the floor. More to the point, you're opening doors to connections I never dreamed I'd be entering. Swear I didn't have my eyes closed. With all the men looking, the one I chose had to be the biggest challenge. I managed to get so far with you, and then I'm thrown off balance. And every moment with you, I spy true talent. We're a perfect match. Do I only see it? Trying not to be too attached. But Cupid's got an arrow and he wants to free it. Pretending to be relaxed, I hide how much I admire you being. Hope you get it. I'm on the verge of fleeing this mission, swaying to other people's opinions. But there's something about you I haven't finished rinsing.
Stop standing me up and try to lie me down. Your life I'm not trying to disrupt. But time to take it home, no one waiting.
Focus on what most of us don't see. Lucky I've been blessed with the flow of free speech to explain, never lame, so I got your eye. Bound for a second take, watch what you see. My life's what I make. Right now I raise
your sunshine. About time I got the straight line. No static, erratic feelings left behind. When I catch your eye, you seem happy, but lacking the need for my time. You haven't traded it for a moment. Stolen once you saw me rolling in bliss. Kiss anyone I want to. My attitude makes you long to have it. Don't forget it. I'm a real woman looking for a real man. Understand, key you sung so sweet. Listen with intent to succeed on my level. Never meddle in your life. They're not my style. You wanna get wild, feel free. But if it's too much noise for me, I'll hide like a Sumatran tiger. Don't you get it, boy? I like it.
Good morning, BFM. Hello, hello. Good morning, BFM. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, it's Bruce S. Marlowe. He's grabbing the phone.
Hello. Hi, Marlowe.
Hey, can you play, please? I think I'm Lost from Rammstein.
Lost?
It's not very loud, and it's my favourite.
Lost from Rammstein.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do, Marlo. We'll see if we can squeeze it in before 11 o'clock for you, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. Rise. Yep, I know the one.
And I might want Police and Thieves.
Mm-hmm. Police and Thieves, yes, The Clash. It's all right. We've played Rammstein before as well. Hey, thanks for your call, Marlo.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you next week, will I?
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Stay tuned. Listen out for those songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 20 past 10 on 95 BFM, Sunday Best. Those few tracks that we just had there, going backwards, that one that just finished before regular Sunday Best contributor Marlo rung up with his weekly contribution of track selection. The track that we just played was something that I just kind of dug out of the BFM archives, and it was actually quite an important release in hip-hop. 2000 is from the 2003 album released by MC Lucia, which was the first Aotearoa New Zealand hip-hop album to be written and recorded by a female artist, which and it's a very good album as well. It is called On the Cusp, and maybe it's an EP because it's 9 tracks on Aotearoa Records, 2003. But yeah, I was actually a wee bit surprised with the quality of the production, and a fine piece of music and an important release in the history of local hip-hop as well. Right, time for a break. After the break, we'll be back with regular Sunday morning feature. This week's bits, highlights from the 95 BFM News and Editorial Department's week. That was it. It's just about to go 22 minutes past 10. You're on BFM. I'm Angus Thunder. Good morning with you till 11 o'clock, till the Art Bank is on.
Dude, I reckon another drive past that party and someone will definitely invite us in. Ready?
Shh.
What are you doing?
Just gonna Snapchat you.
You're just staring at me.
Nah, I'm using my Snapchat spectacles.
Those are $5 wayfinders from Avondale Market.
Shh, just keep standing there.
Been lovingly admiring those elusive Snapchat spectacles and want to hook up with a pair? Ork and Transport have 2 to give away. Just follow Your Choice on Snapchat, that's YR Choice, or AKL Transport on Instagram to await instructions on how to enter. Terms and conditions apply. Visit at.govt.nz/yourdriving for details.
Get the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra simmering, stir in the suave sounds of the modern Māori quartet, chop in a few nostalgic favourites, pop hits, good old classics and some new surprises, and what do you get? One mean musical boiler. A fresh take on the classic Māori show band, serving up a hearty feed of feel-good entertainment and amazing harmonies.
Ooh, it's a full house.
NZSO presents Summer Pops with the Modern Māori Quartet, February 24th at the Auckland Town Hall. Tickets available now from Ticketmaster.
Everything is kapa.
Questions are all around us.
Why do you yawn when other people yawn?
Learn.
Why am I going bald?
Learn.
What is the Matrix?
Learn.
Is BFM still relevant?
Learn.
Where'd I put my keys?
Here.
Magnets? How do they work?
Learn.
Find out all the answers with Ready, Steady, Learn. Every Tuesday morning with Hannah and a guest expert from the University of Auckland. Ready, Steady, Learn. 9:40 a.m. every Tuesday with Hannah on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to the University of Auckland.
95 BFM, back for 2017. Refreshed, renewed, and ready for more rare and remarkable radio. Now with a brand new fully functioning website.
It works!
A refurbished news pod receiving dispatches from all over the world and beyond.
The Official Information Act is actually required.
An in-house advertising corner dedicated to maintaining a high standard of quality cut-through creative. And all this surrounded by a choice collective of dedicated music enthusiasts and radio hosts playing the best of everything you're unlikely to hear anywhere else. 95BFM, Auckland's original originator for music, news and points of views. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device at 95BFM.com.
This week's bits. The best news nuggets from Breakfast and The Wire from this week.
Kia ora, ko Amanda Jane Robinson toko ingoa, this week on The Wire. 95BFM's news director Shemina Smith tried to tackle something that's been on her mind a lot lately. How the media should go about reporting on Trump. With Trump's self-proclaimed war with the media and his administration's preference for alternative facts, what challenges lie ahead for the media in the next 4 years? And how do we find a balance between holding the administration to account with maintaining the trust of our audience? Shemina reports.
As the news director of BFM, I've been struggling to get my head around how to tackle something pretty major over the past few weeks. Now that Trump's in office, how are we to go about reporting on him? At a surface level, this question seems obvious. We continue, as we normally would with any world leader, politician, or figure who holds considerable power in the public eye, to hold them to account. But the new Trump administration is unusual in the way of defending their use of alternative facts. Don't get me wrong, a lot of presidents of the United States have uttered various falsehoods at some point. Bill Clinton said he didn't have sex with that woman.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Which he did. Richard Nixon famously denied his involvement in the Watergate scandal.
I don't know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
Even though he definitely was involved. However, Trump exists on a level of his own. The Pulitzer Prize-winning website PolitiFact rates a whopping 69% of statements Trump said as being false, all the way from mostly false examples.
In Chicago, which has the toughest gun laws in the United States, probably you could say by far, they have more gun violence than any other city.
To pants on fire level false.
Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland. It's gotten to a point where it's not even being reported. And in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it.
Trump's VP, Mike Pence, also doesn't fare too well on the website either, with 45% of his statements tagged as containing various levels of false information. On top of this, another facet of the media's relationship with the new Trump administration is the amount of contempt they've expressed towards the press and the subsequent impacts of this. Trump himself has declared he's at war with the media and has shut down a number of mainstream US news outlets at press conferences for being fake news. So how does the media work with this? One ultimate challenge is how we use our language when we're covering Trump's actions and statements. A contentious issue that's been widely discussed in the media over recent weeks is the use of the term lying. Satirist John Oliver repeatedly called the president a liar in a piece about how the president lives in an alternate reality that aired earlier this week.
Now, since taking office around 412 years ago, Trump has made it clear that reality is not important to him. Think about it. He's exaggerated the size of his inauguration crowd. He said the election was marred by mass voter fraud with no real proof of that. He also falsely claimed that, that compared to Muslims, it was almost impossible for Christian refugees from Syria to get into the US. He even lied about the weather during his inauguration.
But the news media needs to be more careful than comedians with such terms. NPR's David Falkenflik explains why.
In journalism, we tend not to call things lies because lies suggest intent. And we really tend not to call people liars because we can't look into their minds and their hearts. And yet, if something is asserted without evidence, indeed in the face of countervailing evidence, and I think that the question of birthers, you know, who made claims about President Obama not being born in this country with all evidence proving he was born in Hawaii when he said he was, that it's hard not to look at that and call it a lie. The risk for the press is that if you call things, if you call people names, and particularly if you call people names rather than acts by their names, but you alienate a lot of their supporters and they may not look at you as honest brokers. And that's a dilemma we haven't fully grappled with. You know, I think there's a difference between the New York...
There's also the risk of sparking things like defamation lawsuits, which I can confirm is something here at BFM we can't really afford to get into. So being sure of our language use is one thing, but is that enough to finding the balance between accurately holding the president to account and not appearing as though we've launched a smear campaign against him? I spoke to a few people directly about their thoughts on this. This is News Hub's political editor, Patrick Gower.
You know, I think that the media here needs to stay close to the public. You know, you can't lose the public. Your ultimate guard against getting hacked to bits by, you know, a leader or something, is the fact that the public trust you and rate you and count on you. And I think if you end up in a scenario where the public feels, you know, that they can't trust the media anymore, that's what allows negative forces or bad forces to come in and take hold, you know, a vacuum. And, you know, the important thing for the media here, myself included, you know, is that we've got to stay close to the people in New Zealand and just and give them something that they feel that they can count on. Because if you don't and they leave you, they're very, very hard to get back. It's very, very hard to get people back. And other forces will be there to take them, whether it's political forces or different kind of media forces. Other people will take them. They will look elsewhere. You know, they won't. They don't sort of go and hide somewhere and not listen to anything or do anything. You know, they go out and find somewhere else to get their information. And, you know, that's the challenge for the media in New Zealand. It's just you know, you've got to keep the public's trust or else other people will go out and take it.
AUT Journalism Curriculum Leader Helen Sissons shared some similar thoughts with me around the importance of establishing the public's trust with our coverage.
It doesn't matter where you are in the world as a media person. What, you know, you've got to think, what is my role in informing citizens? And it's about time. You know, the public's trust in the media has eroded because of things like clickbait. I mean, you know, you click on something and you're let down because you've been, you know, hooked into something, and it wastes your time. So media has lost a lot of influence while it's been trying to get money. So it's sort of tricked people into clicking on various things. And you know, everybody in the end wants to be informed about something. And so what is our role? Well, our role in New Zealand is just as important as it is anywhere else. It's to inform the citizens about what is going on. And, you know, it's not good enough just to inform them of what is going on in this small country at the end of the world. And what Trump does affects us. Mm-hmm. So I think our role is to be just as vigilant, however, not to be hysterical. One of the big problems that's happened since Trump came to the White House is every tweet he fires off has caused the media to go into meltdown. And I think that erodes trust as well. So we have to take a step back and say, what do we really need to call him out on? What don't we go like rabbits down a rabbit hole rushing after him? Because this isn't a normal person. And, you know, he fires off tweets about all sorts. You know, what is the role of satire? Is satire good or is it actually also eroding influence? You know, I think that we really need to think about what are the people seeing? What is the information they're seeing? What do they need to know?
When I asked her further on ways to gain trust from the public and not alienate our listeners, she emphasised the importance of context in our reporting and about how it's a crucial step in achieving coverage that matters.
I think you've got to take a step back and go, what is important here? What is the overall? And not just chase every little thing that comes out of the White House. Mm-hmm. And I do think there's certain important things that happen. You know, and I think the travel ban and how it was described was a really important debate. I think the promoting of Ivanka Trump was actually quite important because it broke some very important lines. You know, what is the pattern here? The pattern is that the Trump White House is breaking the separation of powers rule. That's a really important debate. And then you can use those examples to say, what is the actual story here? The story is not every little thing that happens. It's what does it add up to? And I think that's where the intelligence of the media, you know, journalists are smart people, they're well educated, you know, and they have a good general knowledge. So to step back and go, well, this is what's happening in terms of the importance, the significance of these small actions. Not every small action, because it needs context. Mm. And I think what's been lacking in a lot of media reporting in the last decade is the context. And that's basically as age has left the newsroom, and it's, the newsroom's been filled with young people who actually perhaps don't know even know about separation of powers. Mm. So it is about, some people are going to have to catch up in what is their general knowledge around the way that the American political system is set up. You know, and sometimes you might have to just turn to people who might know. Go to the experts and ask them, what does this actually mean, rather than reporting every little thing, because that becomes boring because it's out of context.
So even though Trump's relationship with the media is a tense one, there are ways we can still go about doing our job. Sure, our slender news operation here at BFM doesn't have quite the same resources as NPR or the BBC to be able to live fact check everything the president says the moment he says them. But we can still remember the importance of context and to not get caught up in the hysteria of this new administration. And also, I want to say that your feedback is crucial to us in the way that we report issues. If you think anything we do is out of line, then let us know. This is Shemina Smith reporting for BFM News.
And on Thursday, Pearl was joined in studio by Labour's Jacinda Ardern, Green's Julianne Genter, and Jeff Simmons from the Opportunities Party to discuss housing, transport, education and environment leading up to the Mount Albert by-election.
Do you think the public transport system currently is working in the electorate? We'll start with you, Julie.
It is a lot better than it used to be, and it's working pretty well. Certainly talking to people door knocking, they've appreciated the improvement to the railway stations, the electrification of the rail line. Buses are getting better, but it still could be so much better. Mm. The buses themselves are basically old diesel buses, and we should be running electric or hybrid buses at this point. We should have more separated cycleways, more safe routes around schools with lower speed limits. And the City Railing is going to improve the frequency of trains along the train or along the rail line. But there needs to be a whole lot more investment in some of those level crossings as the frequencies increase. So it's good, could be a lot better, and it could be a lot more affordable. We campaigned on the Student Green Card last time, which is free off-peak transport for tertiary students, and I think that that would really help out a lot of people who are living in that area going to uni.
Yeah, definitely. Jacinda?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with Julianne that we have seen some improvements, but there is so much more that we could do. I mean, for example, I've really found when you're kind of door knocking around the Mount Albert, Oiraka area, they're talking about, you know, bus links that take you across the electorate rather than having to go all the way in the city to make those connections. So I think that's where there's really a gap, and we'd be keen to work with council in partnership. It's something the government hasn't been great on, particularly to co-fund some of those bigger projects. So, for example, light rail from the city all the way down through Dominion Road is something we've said, look, we're going to pay 50% of a project like that, some council with the rest, and eventually we want to see that linking through to the airport. So on major infrastructure, it's really important, I think, that central government acknowledges that there's a bit for us to do as well as locally for council to pitch in.
Yeah, and Jeff?
Yeah, and I'd agree with that. And the thing with those big projects is that the government doesn't evaluate them all on a level playing field, on a like for like basis. So the issue with roading in particular is that all of the money within that budget goes into building roads rather than looking at whether rail or other forms of transport might be a bit of return on investment.
Yeah, and I mean, because Labour obviously has proposed to introduce light rail from Mount Roskill into the city. Would you also see this
just
as
on the Mount Albert electric border, helpfully?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Would you see this as maybe possibly being a priority for other suburbs in the Mount Albert electorate, like even maybe Westmere, or would that be a possibility? We'll start with you, Jacinda.
Yeah, and we've talked about light rail around the Isthmus and really linking in those suburbs, but I think there really is a bit of a black hole when you get down to that area of Auckland, and so that's why it was a real priority for us. But you can see, you know, the way that, for instance, there was a debate around what would happen with the Outer Link, which is a bus that I use that comes past my neck of the woods. You know, I think that really speaks to the fact that what people want is frequent, they want reliable, they want identifiable. Yeah. And so if we can build in more of those bus links for people around that part of the isthmus, then that would be fantastic.
Yeah, Julie?
All of the suburbs in Mount Alba actually originally developed along electrified tramway lines and railway lines, and you can really see it, and that's part of what contributes to the great character of those neighborhoods. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be looking at reintroducing trams where it makes sense. As Jeff pointed out, we need a more logical approach to evaluating transport investment for that to happen, and for that you need a change of government.
Yeah. Jeff, did you have anything to add on the light rail or anything?
Whether or not Westmere is the best place, I mean, it really depends where the densification is going to happen first. And, you know, so we need some sort of planning around that, which I think to give credit to the government, they are starting to talk about with these urban development authorities. But knowing where that densification is going to happen so we can get the transport in place now so that people don't have to buy cars and clog up the roads.
Yeah. Cool. I just wanted to also touch on education. So some of the biggest schools in Auckland are in this electorate and their roles are increasing more and more every year. If elected, how would you support the school's growth? Jacinda, we'll start with you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, two of the biggest primary schools in the area are in Mount Albert. And I think part of the thing we've been worried about is that actually we should have been able to anticipate that kind of growth. Right. You know, when your median age is 33, you can make a few assumptions about what might be happening down the track for those families. So the Ministry of Education has this pot of funding that was meant to go into those schools that were having that rapid growth. They've underspent it. Right. And they've underspent it while schools like, for instance, Balmoral have two prefabs that are in such bad shape that the Ministry of Education has dumped on their playing fields that they can't be used. So it seems criminal to me that schools like that haven't got the infrastructure they need while this funding is sitting there underspent. We need to plan better, and the purpose of that is so you can get your class sizes down. Yeah. If you don't have enough classrooms, then that's impossible.
Yeah, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, our education policy is actually being released on Sunday at Manabit Grammar School, but what I'd say in general is that, you know, the idea of education since the 1980s is that individual schools compete, and that's just crazy. It hasn't worked anywhere in the world. It hasn't improved things. And so we'd like to see that gone and schools working together more to deal with these sort of planning and, you know, regional kind of issues.
Julie, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, I agree with what they've said. I think we're expecting a lot of population growth within the existing urban area in Auckland, including the Mount Albert electorate, and I just feel central government isn't on top of planning for the additional social infrastructure that we need to support that, like inner city schools and health services as well. I mean, parks. And there's all sorts of social and physical infrastructure that actually needs to be planned for, and some of that, in the case of education and health, is down to central government, and they just don't seem to be paying attention.
That was this week's Bits. To listen to the full interviews, visit 95bfm.com and check out the BCasts.
Thank you very much to our fantastic news and editorial department for another great week of 95BFM news coverage. Here's Muko Muko with Fat Typhoon featuring Nopal. You are on BFM at Sunday Best. I'm Angus Thunder with you till 11 o'clock. It is just about to go 18 minutes to 11. Hope you're having a nice Sunday morning. It's pretty mellow up here, really. Art bankers are shuffling around and getting ready to be starting at 11. Coming up next, though, we've got more great music. Soul Wax remix of a recent Warpaint single, new song. It's after this one. Keep your texts coming in, 5395, studio at 95bfm.com on the email, 309-3879 on the phone. Marlo, we will have your songs before 11 o'clock. At least The Clash, anyway.
Fatto dai. I'm Maddie Matheson, and this is Dead Set on Life on 95BFM. Lifeline, come to you. I love New Zealand. We'll be right back.
police and thieves. Police, police and thieves. Police and thieves.
Police and Thieves, the original by Junior Mervin. Not exactly the Clash version, but definitely the song. That's for you, Marlo, continuing your musical education. 3 minutes to 11, time for Art Bank. Very, very, very soon from 11 o'clock. I'm Angus Hunter, been with you since just 10 o'clock today because we had, of course, the kids show special outside of the studio. And just as well, they did it then because now it is raining. Yes, so your Sunday looks a bit grey. Just stay tuned to the B, though. That will be good for whatever ails you, be it the weather or your Sunday morning state, however that may be. Been good, and we'll be back, yes, next Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Also this week, just mention, I did the Rock and Pneumonia show for Johnny Moondog and Libretta Suede, who were hosting Friday Drive, and I've podcast that, so if you want to check out my take on Rock and Pneumonia, it's on 95bfm.com. Go to the shows section, you'll find it under the podcasts bit or whatever. It's very easy to navigate the beautiful new website. I'm going to leave you with The Veils with Swim with Crocodiles, and then the Artbank will be up next. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Teeth tonight.